6. I am ready today. I am ready today. You can hear me cracking my knuckles in anticipation of the brutality. Boy, I bet you the fighter pilots are hot in this country today. Now that they're getting to actually sling lead in Libya. It's in the paper this morning on the news. Yeah, they fired 4 or 5 rockets at us. We went in, blew up an airbase, a radar installation airbase, rather, and a couple of patrol boats. Yeah, this is the very thing they trained for. They don't think about politics, fighter pilots. All they think about is getting that baby airborne. Just think about it. There you are in your 20s, in charge of a $20 million aircraft, loaded with the latest in technology and armament. Sure, it's sophisticated, but I remember back when I flew those babies, we still had the old A6. There was nothing like it. There was nothing like it! Sitting on the deck of a heaving carrier, waiting. In the Tonkin Gulf. I'll never forget it. I'd give the guy on deck a thumbs up sign, and we'd blast off! I feel the G-forces as we climb to altitude, as my buddy's blasting off behind me. Tight formation, wingtip to wingtip. We'd use hand signals to maintain radio silence. Come on, one! We'd come in low, barely over the treetops, on our rendezvous with action. There was nothing like it. Bursting out of the clouds, seeing the black pajamas scatter, launching a rocket, watch it go! Through the smoke and the flying rubble, you blast off again! You felt like you were in charge of the whole world. When I took over my unit, I instituted a new policy. I remember the first day, I had all those guys standing there at rigid attention. And I said, from now on, when we fly an operation, we fly naked! Naked, do you hear me? Ancient Vikings would go into battle naked. They'd go into battle 10 hut to show they weren't afraid of anything. And that's how the men that serve under me are going to be. Fearless. If you must punch out, you punch out naked. It's your own fault for having screwed up and taken one up the afterburner. From now on, when the klaxon sounds, you report on deck with nothing but a helmet. Dismissed! So, we were known as the Nude Brigade. We'd come out of the sky. We'd come out of the sky with liquid death. Cut loose that napalm! Of course, after a particularly hairy mission, occasionally one of my men would have to have help getting out of the plane. The upholstery would be lodged in the Tricastin area. But other than that, gave the men a new fighting sense. Sometimes you can hear them on the radio saying, "Buddy, they were eager! They were eager, eager! Nothing like a dogfight! Plane zipping in every direction! Back left, back left! Onward on your tail, watch it! Cannon fire, tracers arcing across the sky! I remember one time I had smoke coming out of both wings. The plexiglass of the cockpit was shattered. I had blown 4 enemy out of the sky. A new record. And I remember I was just nursing that baby back to the carrier. I was nursing that baby back in. They were guiding me in there. Suddenly the guy's going, back left, back left, back left. But it was too late. I was already committed there. I missed the arresting cable. I went scattering into the crash vent. It was unbelievable. Next thing you know, I'm surrounded with foam. They're yanking me out of that plane. The captain came running over and said, "My God, Grease Whitelli, you're one of our best carrier landing experts. That was the sloppiest landing I've ever seen. Why didn't you bank left like you were told?" I said, I'm sorry, sir, but I was so excited after the mission that I was trying to steer the hydraulics instead of the stick, and I had no control.
If you think it's crazy,
do you want to run?